Macmillan Audio presents Train Dreams by Dennis Johnson. Read for you by Will Patton. One. In the summer of 1917, Robert Grainier took part in an attempt on the life of a Chinese laborer caught, or anyway accused of, stealing from the company stores of the Spokane International Railway in the Idaho Panhandle. Three of the railroad gang put the thief under restraint and dragged him up the long bank toward the bridge under construction 50 feet above the Moye River. A rapid sing-song streamed from the Chinaman, voluminously. He shipped and twisted like a weasel in a sack, lashing backward with his one free fist at the man lugging him by the neck. As this group passed him, Grainier, seeing them in some distress, lent assistance and found himself holding one of the culprit's bare feet. The man facing him, Mr. Sears, of Spokane International's management, held the prisoner almost uselessly by the armpit and was the only one of them, besides the incomprehensible Chinaman, to talk during the hardest part of their labors. "Boys, I'm damned if we ever see the top of this heap." "Then we're hauling him all the way?" was the question Grainier wished to ask, but he thought it better to save his breath.